Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
You might have heard Maria Island's got a bit of a wallaby problem, and the way they're dealing with that is a cull, which involves wallabies being shot. Now, someone was suggesting that the humane way is to catch them all and sterilise them, but how hard is that to do? Rebecca Byfield is from the Shooter, Fishers and Farmers Party as a candidate. G'day, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you, Rick?
Good. What would it take to catch and sterilise all the wallabies?
Quite a lot of work. And in fact, we would actually look at that as being less humane in the long run, because not only would you actually have to tranquilise every wallaby there, because you'd have to check female pouches, make sure that the babies in their pouches, if they're male, are sterilised as well, or go back and do it again. It's very hard to tell from a distance what sex a wallaby or a kangaroo is. So again, you would have to tranquilise almost every animal on the island. Tranquilising them puts them under additional stress. The monopod species are one of the most highly susceptible to something called myopathy. So it's a stress-induced hormone that actually increases their chances of dying. So if a kangaroo or a wallaby feels stressed, it is likely to die. And it's something that's of great concern to people who do rescue of kangaroos.
Do you think shooting at them is also quite stressful, though?
It is, but it is stressful to the one that dies. It's like, and it is quite actual. It's unique to see when you go and do a crop protection or a cull. The other kangaroos in the herd just kind of hop away, and they're not stressed by it. They might run away, but it's not to the same extent of putting them through a medical procedure.
So you're saying that as you would weigh it up in terms of animal cruelty overall, that culling is less cruel than tranquilising an entire population and operating on them?
Yeah, it's been proven, and this is why culling is still one of the most effective methods that is used. It's seen as that by most of the Commonwealth states. It's recognised as that by the RSPCA. They've tried sterilisation programs in other states and they have always failed. They only see that it is possible in controlled herds that are captive, not in wild herds and en masse. That doesn't mean that down the track that they can't continue to research effective methods, but at the moment what we have is not effective on a wide scale. And then the other problem that I have with it is the fact that culling thins the herd. Sterilisation actually eradicates the herd, because in the long run they won't be breeding, they will die off, and we will eventually have no wallabies and kangaroos on Maria Island. So it seems to be a long-term killing off of them rather than a short-term solution. And then the other problem with that is, again, it's a long-term solution to a short-term or immediate problem, which is the starvation of the animals. So,
and let's talk about that. So when the population gets to a certain level, what happens to the animals?
They starve to death. So there's not enough food sources for them. It's not just the kangaroos too, because we look at the kangaroos and that's the immediate problem that we see. But it's the pressure that they put on other animals in that environment, other herbivores that require that same food source. So it becomes a much bigger problem than just, you know, we need to remove a couple of kangaroos.
So. Great to talk to you this morning.
Okay, thank you.